Well, hello, my little creepies. Oh, yes. It's that time again. We talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, paranormal, true crime, and conspiracy stories, and all things creepy. Yes, this is The Creepy Show. You can find us online at creepy.show. And I'm your host, the Master of Creep.
Welcome to another episode of The Creepy Show. Tonight's episode is called Disasters from Space. There are so many things that nature can throw at you, including volcanoes and hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, storms, and more. In each one of these cases, people can survive, especially if they take precautions. For example, in the case of a tornado, people are building underground bunkers that are tornado-proof. In cases of drought, people are building irrigation systems that allow them to continue to water their crops. Look at the most recent natural disaster, the COVID-19 coronavirus. Now, it ended up killing hundreds of thousands of people, but already we are experimenting with a host of vaccines to protect us from future outbreaks. But there is one natural disaster that could destroy human life in a few minutes, or even a few seconds. I'm referring to an asteroid hitting the Earth at about 25,000 miles per hour. Now, this has already happened before, and most likely will happen again. Without warning, we could be struck by an asteroid. There would be no time to plan and no place to hide. About 50,000 years ago, a meteorite estimated to be about 160 feet in diameter struck in Arizona. Some scientists believe that it was traveling about 45,000 miles per hour. Today, you can visit the impact site, which is about 37 miles east of Flagstaff, Arizona. In January of 2020, scientists reported new evidence that the extinction of dinosaurs was most likely a result of a meteor impact. Maybe you're thinking that this was just a fluke or maybe a one-time incident, but the fact is, there are more than 190 confirmed craters listed in the Earth Impact Database. Considering that the Earth is mostly covered by oceans, there are much more crater impacts yet to be discovered. So what is it like when one of these hit the Earth? The Sudbury Basin, also known as the Sudbury Structure, is a major geological structure in Ontario, Canada. It is the third largest known impact crater on Earth, as well as one of the oldest. The crater formed 1.849 billion, that's with a B, billion years ago. The basin is located on the Canadian Shield in the city of Greater Sudbury, Ontario. Of course, no one was around to record or describe what it was like when this happened. But it has been discovered that debris from the impact scattered over an area of 620,000 square miles. Rock fragments were thrown from more than 500 miles away, as far as Minnesota. It is safe to assume that all life forms within several hundred miles of the impact were killed instantly. The Redford Crater in South Africa is the largest verified impact crater on Earth. It's more than 190 miles in diameter. It is named after the town of Redford. Now, I'm going to spell that because it starts with the letter V. It's V, R-E-D-E-F-O-R-T, and it's pronounced Redford. Now, this is located in South Africa. Although the crater itself has long since been eroded away, the remaining geological structure at its center are known as the Redford Dome or the Redford Impact Structure. Now, this crater is calculated to be 2.023 billion years old. So you may think, okay, that was billions of years ago. Why should I be concerned now? Well, the point I am making is that we do not have any control over avoiding this phenomenon, and that it will happen again. And when it does, we may not have any warning whatsoever. And even if we were warned, what would you do? Since our technology has advanced, we can now track many asteroids that have a collision course or a near miss for Earth. NASA has a database of more than 15,000 near-Earth asteroids. They call them NEAs. A near-Earth asteroid is defined as one whose orbit periodically brings it approximately 1.3 times Earth's average distance to the Sun. In other words, about 121 million miles away. Now, I know that seems like a long distance, but it's not really. In terms of space, that's just a fraction of space. Now, there's also something called NEOs. NEO standing for near-Earth objects, which include asteroids and comets. How serious is this? Well, in 2005, Congress directed NASA to detect, track, catalog, and characterize 90% of all near-Earth objects equal to or greater than 140 meters. In other words, about 460 feet in diameter, by the end of 2020. Well, that was before NASA was defunded. So now, of course, they are way behind on this goal. Currently, NASA-funded NEO surveys, the Catalina Sky Survey, and the Panoramic Survey Telescope and Rapid Response System in Hawaii account for about 90% of all NEOs discovered. Both projects upgraded their telescopes in 2015, improving their discovery rates. Now, they are finding an average of 4 to 5 near-Earth objects every single day. If a large meteorite were to hit a populated area, it could vaporize millions of people instantly and cause an atomic-like winter storm that would reduce or even eliminate crops for many years. The people who weren't lucky enough to die instantly from the impact would eventually suffer by starving to death. So up until now, we have been talking about the dangers of being hit by a large asteroid or meteorite. So I ask the question, what else could be falling from space? What about the other end of the spectrum? What about tiny fragments that fall into our atmosphere every day? Now, we call those shooting stars, but what are they really? Some of them are made of ice. That's right, ice. Ice that could harbor a virus from space. I'm talking about life from another planet. Life does not necessarily have to be big enough to see. Life can also include bacterial organisms and viruses. Is it possible for a virus to be introduced to Earth by an icy meteorite? Some scientists said it's more than just possible. It's already happened. It's the study of the Panspermia hypothesis, which supposed that a microscopic life form can survive the effects of space and become trapped in debris ejected into space after collisions between planets and small solar systems that harbor bodies of life. Some organisms may travel dormant for an extended amount of time before colliding randomly with other planets or intermingling with protoplanetary disks. Under certain impact circumstances, into a body of water, for example, an ideal condition on a planet's surface, it is possible that surviving organisms could become active and begin to colonize in their new environment. Now, this would explain where new viruses and disease come from. So, in reality, we could all be exposed to a deadly virus that completely wipes out human existence because of a tiny fragment from another planet, from another solar system. Something carried billions of miles through space, unlocked in a small fragment of ice no larger than a jelly bean. I hope this episode of The Creepy Show finds you safe and well, and that you find it thought-provoking and entertaining.
As the casket closes on another creepy episode, we bid you farewell to the shadows that danced upon your fears. Oh, and thank you for joining us on this creepy journey into the unknown, where the darkness whispers secrets and the silence echoes within your soul. Find us online for some extra creepy content at creepy.show. And if you happen to make it through the night, don't forget to share this podcast with someone you want to terrorize. Good night, my little creepies. Sleep with one eye open, for the night is long and full of horror.